Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With the White Sox, we're at about the quarter pole of the season with them playing 36 games. They still find themselves being a 500 team. Some of their problems, they don't hit right-handed pitching very well. They're not scoring a lot of runs overall. Defensively, they've got a lot of struggles. Is there anything that you're looking at that's saying, hey, perhaps there's some breakthroughs here that can happen for the South Side Nine?
All right. So a couple things here, Lawrence. If I'm going to take a glass half full approach, I'll say this. Yoan Moncada has looked like 2019 Yoan Moncada. They absolutely need that, especially if Jose Abreu and Yasmani Grandal aren't going to hit. And also, you need those guys to hit. So if you get good Moncada, Luis Robert's been great. Tim Anderson has been great offensively. We know the struggles he's had defensively. If those guys get going, Andrew Vaughn is healthy and hitting. Like, you can, in theory, work your way back where you're in June and say, okay, we can beat up on some bad teams. We can beat, you know, take a couple series against some good teams or split a series. And then, you know, the worst thing for the White Sox is you wake up on July 1st and you're seven games back, right? That's what you don't want. And if they play the baseball that they played the last month or so, that's where they're going to be. We've talked ad nauseum about where they could have improved this offseason and where they didn't. But it has to be the offense. That was their strength coming into the season, and it hasn't been a strength for them. So I think you have good Moncada, good TA, good Luis Robert. That can – what either one of those guys can carry you for a couple weeks at a time. But you are hoping that over the next couple of weeks or so, all those guys get it going. And you get Yasmani Grandal going and getting on base like we've seen from him. And you get Jose Abreu playing like the Jose Abreu we've seen for the last 5 or 6 years. So that's the glass half full way I would look at it. I think on the other side for me, they don't get on base. That's a big problem because you can't score runs if you don't get on base. The Cincinnati Reds, who are the second worst team in baseball, maybe the worst team in baseball, depending on what you look at, they score more runs than the White Sox. That's not good. So they really need to start hitting right-handed pitching better. You talked about it. That's a deficiency for them. But like we're about to be at Memorial Day, and that's usually when you look around and say, all right, who are we as a team?
Yeah, and I think a lot of White Sox fans are wondering that, Russ. And this has been a thing now in Chicago. I know that you're concerned about the entire league, but over the last 24 hours – you had Ozzie Guillen say on the White Sox post-game show that he was disappointed that Tim Anderson wasn't in the lineup in the second game of that doubleheader in KC. You had Tim Anderson be like, shut the bleep up about all of this. Yep. And then you had Ozzie be like, but for real though, like you should probably have been in the lineup yesterday. Where do you fall on that, Russ? Where to me, wins are a premium right now for the White Sox. So my personal opinion is I want to see the winning lineup in the back half of a doubleheader, but I also understand that guys need their maintenance and their rest, so I'm trying to figure out what the White Sox should do, but I find myself kind of siding with Ozzie on this one.
Here's my question for you. Like, I feel sometimes watching the White Sox that sometimes it feels like TLR gives a game away or gives a series away, where it's like, all right, we took 2 of 3 Sunday lineup, or, you know, we won the first game of the doubleheader. Maybe we can buy a game not having TA in there or Luis Robert in there. Like, do you feel that way? I know you as a White Sox fan and watching, do you feel that too? Because that's how I feel.
Yeah, and there's a part of me that's like, I get it. Like, I get what you're trying to do. Like, in theory, I understand the concept of, I want to make sure that my guys are fresh. Like, this has been a theme with the White Sox. Like, they've talked about September and October. That's what they're doing with Michael Kopech. It's why they're slow playing, bringing Lance Lynn back. Like, I get what they're trying to do. I just think that maybe if that was your plan going into the season, that you might have to change that because of how the first 36 games have gone.
Right. And, like, I think if you're a White Sox fan, you don't want to look up in August and September, you're 5 games out or 6 games out, and you're like, we gave away so many games early on where this lead that the Twins may have is 3 games or 2 games, or maybe we even have a 1-game lead, but those Sunday games, getaway games in Kansas City or in Cleveland, we gave them away, or some of those doubleheaders, we gave them away and didn't give ourselves a chance because those games count. Like, as much as you said, yeah, it's a long season, the dog days of summer, like, those games in April count. Those games in May count. Like, those Sunday getaway days, those count, especially when you're playing those teams in the division like Cleveland and the Tigers and the Royals and Minnesota, who's the leader. Like, you have to take those games seriously. And it has been something I felt watching them. And so when it comes to Ozzie and TA, like, it was one of those things where Ozzie didn't mean it to sound like TA probably took it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like, I agree. I'm with you. I agree with Ozzie. Like, hey, this guy's 28 years old. You got to take, why not take both games of a doubleheader? If you're the better team and you can win both games, why not win 2 games? I get it.
Yeah, and I think you're right, Russ. You said it better than I did earlier. Ozzie's not out here calling TA soft, and
right.
No one should, because this guy is tough. He plays. He's great. He's so great for everything that is White Sox. My point was, I feel like I can count on 3 offensive players for them right now: TA, yep, Robert, and Vaughn. And you're right about Moncada. He is starting to come on, and that's exciting because they need that punch from the left side for sure. And so to me, it's like, let's bury the Royals. Like, let's not win 3 out of 5. Let's try to win 5 out of 5 because you got to go play the Yankees this weekend.
Right. And what happened last week when I was on, when the Yankees were coming into town, I told you what type of team they were, and they showed the White Sox, hey, this is what the best team in baseball looks like. They showed them. So when you get an opportunity against a lesser opponent, you have to take advantage because you know that you got to go back to New York and see that same team that gave you the business last week. So they need to do that more. For me, like, I want to see their best lineup out there most of the time. Like, we heard Tony La Russa at the beginning of the season say, yo, Andrew Vaughn's an everyday player. You gotta show that then. Like, put him in there every day. Like, you want to win these series, you have a 3-game set and you win 2 of the games, yeah, go win the 3rd game. Go win the 4th game. Go for the 4-game sweep. Like, not the old Sunday lineup that I know everybody hates, regardless of what team you root for. Like, make sure you're winning every game, not just punting on some games because you can't.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.